And we're lucky enough to have Vishane Patuwai on the line with us at the moment. She's the owner of Relative Limited. And, well, I'm excited to have a kōrero about this particular kaupapa because, well, Relative Limited is a Glen Innes space communications company, but of course owned by Vishane. But they have just completed a social impact project with local youth. And well, they've co-designed and co-produced a short film for Rangatahi Māori by Rangatahi Māori called Ātārangi. And I'm excited to have a kōrero with Vishane about this this short film. Engari, mua I tērā, tēnā koe, Vish, kei te pēhea.
Tēnā koe, ai, kei te ora hau, ināinei, mahana tērā, paiama.
Koia, koia. It was, I actually ended up playing a song for summer because I was like, we've had, what, 6 days of summer, basically? The summer we never had.
Let's go.
Hey, this is a neat kaupapa, but I wanted to take it back just for some of us who aren't too sure about Relative Limited and the kaupapa that you all drive with that kaupapa. But yeah, can you talk to us a little bit about that and we'll get into the short film?
Yeah, for sure. So Relative is, we're a communications company, we're hood-based. You know, we operate, we live in Glen Innes, we work in Glen Innes, and we're passionate about communities like Glen Innes. And so I've been in broadcasting a little while.
Just, you know, a few
been
years.
In broadcasting, grew up in Iwi Radio, you know, MyFM, and then, you know, started there when I was 19. I'm now 50, so I've been in the communications sector and industry for over 30 years, and you know, I'm really passionate, Ewha, about us telling our own stories in ways that honour, you know, a te ao Māori approach, our own narratives, the way that we do things, and what we say at Relative is our process is always people, process, and then profit. And I think if we get that right, then we're going to be able to serve our people because, you know, we know the mana of kupu, you know, whai kōrero. We know that, you know, ko te kai a te rangatira he kōrero. So for many of us Māori, we are natural born storytellers. And so for us, we wanted to create our own kaupapa so that we could work on kaupapa we were passionate about, work with like-minded whānau, you know, our KPIs and the things with which we measure success are absolutely aligned to a te ao Māori, kaupapa Māori frame and worldview in terms of people being the most important thing and then honouring the whakapapa of the stories that we tell. So, ko te rā te, you know, te whakapapa all Relative, and we've been doing that for over 10 years now, and, you know, both myself and Tamati, having worked either in the arts or in communications, film, growing up with incredible mentors like Matua Don Selwyn, you know, visionaries like that who really had the kaupapa at the forefront of their mind. So that's what we do at Relative. We also play lots of games. We're really passionate about working with wahine Māori. So we have a platform of over 20,000 wahine throughout the motu, through our social platforms, Mana Wahine Aotearoa. So we love that. We are wahine, we're for wahine. But broader than that, we also serve and work with whānau Māori.
Miharo. Is that all?
Every now and again, and then we have time to like vacuum the floor and, you know, pick up our rangatahi.
Tēmea. Miharo e hoa, kāre e kore he e mahi nui tērā i roto i tō wāhi, well actually just for all of us Māori, not just GI, but on that, you've honoured that kōrero by doing this project, ne? Ātārangi, can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so we're really excited about Ātārangi and some of the things that we're really excited about. So one of the fundamental pō and the mahi that we do both at Relative, which is our comms, you know, our comms pākehi, and also at Mad Ave. So Mad Ave Community Trust is our community-led development trust that's also based in GI. And those two together make it potent, because what we tend to find is that when we're talking about communications, people produce a beautiful, slick, glossy 30-second ad and whack it up. But what we're saying is, that's awesome, but it must be followed up by kanohi kitea. It must be followed up by, you know, kanohi kōrero, whakawhiti kōrero, because that's how we are. Those have been our ways for centuries, you know. So comms for us is holistic in that it must be more than a beautiful glossy pamphlet. Our people don't read pamphlets. They don't even get inside our whare. So we have to come up with creative and innovative ways in which to do that. Now, our parami is awesome because that's a really good example of the way that we work, which is, okay, if we want to talk to a particular demographic, we want to talk to rangatahi Māori. Well, I'm a little bit old, gee. I know it's hard to understand that. For all our whānau out there listening, go, oh, she sounds youthful, but I'm 30. Come on. So if we want to speak to these, you know, these demographics, then we have to have a dialogue. There has to be whakawhiti kōrero. We can't, I think the days where you can create, a beautiful glossy campaign, Māori are tired of being talked at, right? We're tired of being talked at. We're like, no, we actually have the solution, the intelligence and the whakaaro to the mātauranga to know. Sometimes we just need the right question. So Ātarangi is a short film. It was co-designed by rangatahi Māori. They're all from GI, from the hood that we're from. It is sponsored by Te Whatu Ora, which for me, Moiawa, is really important because the newly reformed health system is looking to engage community and our people in different ways. And even though that's the rhetoric, it's often difficult inside the system to disrupt that. So for me, you know, working with Shim, he's a brave visionary that is willing to place a hedged bet. So he knows people in the community are competent storytellers, competent cultural advisors and, you know, experts, and have the wherewithal to tell our own stories. So for me, it's awesome because Te Whatu Ora is looking at engaging with community in new and innovative ways. We're talking to rangatahi by rangatahi. So, you know, they co-designed it, they acted in it, they co-wrote it. They were the soundboard clapper, they worked on continuity, they did makeup, and what we did with each of our young leaders, we had six, and they came from three different local schools. So they came from Tamaki College, they came from Pūo, our kura kaupapa ki roto I te uku toia, and then they also came from Ngā Puna o Waiorea, but they all live whakapapa or go to kura in GI. So if we're wanting to speak to those communities authentically and be pono about it, then we have to involve them in the conversation. That's how we're going to get traction. That's how we're actually going to inspire the hearts and minds of our people, as opposed to, you know, comms that are made that are like wallpaper. So yes, it's an exciting, awesome film.
I'm definitely excited to see it, and we'll talk about the details of when people can see it. But you brought up a few really important points there. One about advocacy in those big spaces like Whatu Ora, and also the importance of getting out of the way and letting those people who know what they need and what they want to, and just resourcing that, not just resourcing that, but you mentioned this fella named Shim. I don't know who that is, but
some handsome fella, bro.
Some fella from Suriname. We don't know him, but but the importance of those people actually getting out of the way as well, and just providing those resources. But also you mentioning about having these rangatahi, not just any rangatahi, but rangatahi that are from the area, that whakapapa to the area, and have an insight of their worlds. Like you said, you're 50, I'm 30, and I already feel out of the loop. So I want to talk more about Ātarangi and what it's actually about. I know it's coming out Friday, yeah?
Yeah, so we're launching it in the hood. We're launching it at Te Oro. So, you know, those things are important to us. We don't want to do something flash red carpet launch. We actually want to do it in our community, with our people, with our leaders, with our whānau. So this Friday, 7 p.m. at Te Oro Arts Centre, 98 Line Road in GI.
And what's outside of, I mean, it's already beautiful, it's already unique in its own right, but what's unique about the take on Ātarangi and the story it's telling?
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Well, you know, it's probably best for me to. So one of the cool things that we did was we made the film, and then we took the film, the kids themselves took the film into their schools. so that they could actually show it to their peers, to their teachers, their finished product, so that we could have these open and honest pono kōrero with other rangatahi talking about the impacts of alcohol on them, on their whānau, on their peers. It's ball season at the moment. We know what that means. If you're a parent, if you're a rangatahi, if you're a 30-year-old rangatahi, you know what that means.
Mm.
And for many of our people, it's a dangerous time. You know, all of us have countless stories where it ended up being a joyride and it's ended in tragedy in some form or another. So what the film is about is it's actually based on two young wahine in the hood. And without giving away the plot, there's a really beautiful twist in it where the young woman who stars in it, Rawunia Kanuta, who's also from GIC 16, attends Waiorea, she has a realisation about, you know, the impacts of alcohol and how, and she's impacted so deeply that it changes the way that she sees the world and the choices that she makes. So, you know, that's kind of about the film. And we're really proud of the film, Ewa, but what we're most proud of is everything around that. So we're proud that we got to take it into each of their schools. We're proud that at the launch, our rangatahi has designed the launch. They're going to be running the launch. We're proud we got to pay rangatahi to be involved in this four-month project. You know, we're proud that we got we provided opportunities for them to work alongside industry professionals. That one of our young men, Kingston from Tamaki College, you know, he's got almost a full-time job at the warehouse so he can support his nana that he lives with, that he now wants to move into videography, and he signed up to do a course with one of our partners at South Seas Film School. You know, we're proud that our kids can deliver it in te reo. We're proud that they can be researchers in their own hood. So all of those amazing and incredible outcomes that, you know, we tend to kind of, you know, oh, Taika, it's a beautiful short film. It's not as sexy as that. But when we look at the impact that it's having in all of those families and all of those schools with their peers, you know, those are the things that we are most proud of. Ko iranga paonga, you know, of this project that we committed to working in ways where, you know, there's a triple bottom line. There's the profit, there's the people, there's the process, and you know, and there's the kaupapa. So for us, that's what's most exciting. Is that our kids are being recognised, and that there's a sense of pride in the work that they're doing for themselves, their whānau, their peers, their kura.
Me haroe hua, by the sounds of it, you've created some generational wealth just by doing something like this, ne? So me haroe, and congratulations to those rangatahi and everyone that's played a part in this particular project. But it sounds exciting, and I'm hoping most of all they had fun. By the sounds of it, they did.
they had fun.
Oh well, tēnā koe e hua. So if people do want to find out more details about this kaupapa, this short film, where can they go?
Yeah, so we'll actually send you a launch, Ewa. So after the actual launch itself this Friday, what we can do is make a link available to you, and we can post it up on your socials. We're also going to be distributing it across social media. We'll be sharing it. But one of the other exciting things that we're looking at with Te Whatu Ora is we've said to them the biggest impact that we're having is these intimate pono conversations with our target market in schools. And so we're looking, at the moment, we're talking about doing a research project led by the rangatahi, co-designed by the rangatahi, and we support them to actually tour it around to schools, to marae, to community centres, because it's an amazing conversation starter. Like, we've had rangatahi that have been in tears. We've had rangatahi that, you know, have been talking about the realness and the rawness of it. I think part of the appeal of the film is it's not flash. It's like, it's real and it's raw. That's the predominant feedback that we've gotten. So we'll make sure we hook you up with a link, Ewa. And, we'll definitely be sharing it as of next week.
Rawe e hua, mi haro. That's Vishane Patuai having a kōrero with us about a short film for rangatahi Māori by rangatahi Māori, and by the sounds of it, pono te rā kōrero, and that's for the short film Ātārangi. Nā re, tēnā koe e hua, kia paito ahiahi, hei ākua nei, ne, tēnā pēa, hei te praere.
Ai, tēnā pēa, ai, ka kite anō.
Ka kite. Vishane Patuai there, awesome. Kōrero, passionate about that kaupapa, and of course community of GI rangatahi Māori. Mate, that was full circle moment, e hua maha. You have no idea. Like I said, if you were a MyFM kid in the 90s or the early 2000s, like me, that right there is a full circle moment. What the heck did I just do? Amazing.